Donald Trump says Hamas has 3 to 4 days to accept a 20-point peace plan he announced alongside Benjamin Netanyahu to achieve an immediate end to the war in Gaza. The plan demands Hamas hand over all of the remaining hostages and all of their weapons. Its short-term objectives also involve allowing humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip without interference. George Popel asked Dr. Anas Iktat, a senior lecturer at the Australian National University, if the vagueness of the plan's aims hinder its feasibility.
The plan is not meant to put a permanent end to the ongoing situation. Otherwise, the plan would have been put in a way that includes the wider Palestinian context. And I think that the vagueness is intentional. The vagueness is going to hinder the plan's implementation in the long run and will still keep Gaza contingent to the Israeli intentions.
Trump has claimed that there is not much room for negotiation and that if Hamas rejects the deal, Israel has the green light to finish the job. What alternatives are there for Hamas, and do you expect them to accept this deal?
One of the unique aspects of this proposal is that, one, it's the only proposal that has seen Israel accepting since January. And then two, which is the more important point, that the vast majority of Arab states, as well as many Islamic states such as Turkey and Pakistan and Indonesia, are backing the plan. So this really leaves very little room for Hamas to act. So it is widely expected that Hamas is going to agree to the plan. And this is precisely why, because it is being pushed by the regional as well as the Islamic bloc as well. Now, the Israeli government can also, in terms of finishing the job, there is very little ambiguity about Israeli plans here. So finishing the job is not necessarily moving to dismantle Hamas's infrastructure, let's say in Gaza and so on. It is the continuation of the current Israeli policy in Gaza City in particular, which has been demolishing the city one house at a time. And that has precisely what has been happening in the eastern suburbs and the northern suburbs. And this is what Israel means by finishing the job. And this is what Trump is also echoing when he uses this sort of terminology in describing the ongoing situation in Gaza.
Just last week, speaking to the UN General Assembly, Benjamin Netanyahu rejected the credibility of a Palestinian state. Yet this peace plan provides a pathway for Palestinian self-determination and statehood. How can you explain this quick turnaround from Netanyahu?
Very few analysts and observers of the Middle East are really looking at the plan as providing a pathway for Palestinians, for a Palestinian state. And this is certainly not the way that Netanyahu and the Israeli government are viewing the plan. And in many ways, the plan leaves the future of the Palestinians as a whole, and Palestine in particular, in limbo, really. It is vague on what it delivers. It is vague on the future of the Palestinian national movement. It is also vague on the future of Gaza as part of the wider Palestinian polity. So it may appear as if it is suggesting that there is a pathway for a day after towards a Palestinian state. But this is certainly not what the plan is being understood in Israel by the vast majority of analysts who are reading the plan within the wider context of Israel's policy towards the Palestinians. And this is part of what is weak in this plan, which is it is being intentionally, or it was written in an intentionally vague manner that opens it for interpretation by a wide array of different stakeholders.
In spite of the mention of Palestinian statehood and political control over Gaza, there is no mention of the West Bank in the plan. How does this affect the plan's long-term feasibility?
Yes, it undermines the plan. The Palestinians were not consulted about this plan. The Palestinians are being at the receiving end of this plan. And it's also the plan is making assumptions and decisions that will shape the future of the Palestinians, the future of the Palestinian political movement, and the future of Palestine itself. And therefore, it's a plan that really Hamas has no, let's say, say over accepting, particularly with regards to aspects that will define the future of Palestine as a whole.
Dr. Anas Iktat, senior lecturer from the Australian National University, speaking there with George Popel.